This is Adam Greenberg from Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire, and I'll be your host on today's podcast. I wanted to talk today about really focusing your energy on the things that you can control rather than spending a lot of time and energy in worry and anxiety and concern around things that you can't. Also trying to find the bright in things, trying to find the positive in situations, even when they seem bleak. Right now, if you're like me, you're hunkered down at home and you are isolating away from society because of the coronavirus pandemic. And it's a scary, frustrating, and very confusing time. There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of conflicting opinions, a lot of anger, a lot of angst. And it's very, very stressful. And I've been feeling that as I get up and I work every day and my daughter's not in school. I also own a small business that is shut down right now and may very well not survive this this terrible time. And so it's easy to feel sorry for myself and to think about the bad and to not look around at the good. And then something happened that really put things in perspective for me. A very close friend of mine lost his wife. She had been battling an illness for a very long time, over many years, and she lost that battle. We knew it would be inevitable, but that really doesn't make it any easier. And so with everybody in lockdown, lots of anger on social media, my friend losing his wife, my business suffering, companies, people losing their jobs, people losing their businesses, people losing their lives. You know, it's hard, and I've been feeling it. But then I paused and I realized that, you know, none of that is in my control. What is in control is how I deal with it, how I try to lift other people out of their sadness and try to bring and shed a little bit of light on the situation. Worry about the things I can control. And so I made a very conscious decision today that that's exactly what I'm going to do. And so this podcast is really to say thank you. And I'm going to speak directly to my friend's wife right now because I have a lot to thank her for. I want to thank you for teaching us how to handle the very worst with dignity and with grace. The disease was horrible, and I cannot express to you in words what it was like every day watching and experiencing your decline. I can't express in words what it has been like to watch your husband, a very close friend of mine, struggle to care for you and raise your daughter at the same time. I think everyone knows that this has been brutal. Your family has experienced this before with your mom who had that same disease. And anyone who's done the research or took the time out of their busy lives to visit saw this firsthand and understand well enough the horror that you experienced. But I don't want to live with or remind anyone of that pain, and I know you wouldn't have wanted that anyway. What I do want to share today, and I will, is my thanks to you for everything you taught me. You made a point of studying and understanding your disease, and you prepared all of us for what was to come. You prepared us so we were best equipped to help you and to get through these most difficult times together. In short, you brought us closer together, and that is a gift. When you could no longer speak, you didn't struggle outwardly with frustration. You showed us how to accept, and you accepted it with peace and with class. And that is a lesson for all of us, and it's a lesson for me, and I want to say thank you. Thank you for also bringing your beautiful daughter into our lives. One of the brighter moments through all of this is the close bond that I've been able to form with her. She's an amazing kid. Sweet, loving, caring, gentle, patient, polite. She is a real light in our life. My own daughter considers her a sister. My wife and I certainly think of her as a daughter. So thank you for creating and bringing into the world such a beautiful human being. And thank you for showing me the power of community. During the last year or so, I've been amazed and so proud of how the community came together. Neighbors came to help clean the house. Friends would help They dropped by with food and other goods to show their support. Some of your friends stopped by and they just sat and watched TV with you. Even though they couldn't communicate, they just wanted to provide you with some company. The local community created a fundraiser to help your family when it became impossible for your husband to work outside the house, even though he did whenever he could. So many people helped in their own selfless ways, and it taught me so much about the importance of community. Thank you for showing me that. And thank you for bringing our families together. Your immediate and extended family, your husband's immediate and extended family, brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, aunts, nieces, nephews, they all rallied and did what they could to provide the extra needed support, emotional and financial. And seeing these families putting you and your family in front of their own made me realize that there's little more important than family and love. And thank you for the time we have been able to spend with all of them. We enjoyed their visits, the wine, the food, the laughter, and the sadness. And while we know that they visited often because of your condition, we benefited as well. Your friends and family enriched my life and my family's life with their stories and their games and their conversation. And we now have beautiful new friends in our lives and will continue to do so as long as we live. And for this, I thank you. And finally, thank you for giving me the opportunity to witness true love. Watching how your husband has loved you and cared for you through this has been incredible. He truly demonstrates what unconditional love is. When any of us get married, we say the words in sickness and in health, but until you're in a situation that he found himself in, one in which he entered into knowingly, knowing that he was helping you bathe, dress, eat, drink, sleep, watching him tuck you in at night and calm you when you were frightened, watching him put your needs and your daughter's needs so far ahead of his own that at times I wondered if he might even lose himself along the way. It taught me what true love really is and what it means to be a father and a husband and a man. And that's because of you that I had this opportunity. And through reflection, rather than feeling sadness right now, I choose to feel profound gratitude. And my other message now, and it's perhaps a little difficult to express, but I think it's important. My message is for the kids out there who have gone through what your daughter went through, for the kids out there who may be going through this now because of this COVID crisis or any other horrible tragedy. I want to speak to them right now, and I want to tell them that life can be difficult and it can be unfair. And that as an adult and a parent, as an uncle and a friend, I try to shield you from pain and sadness. And at times like these, I know that it's not always possible. But I promise to try anyway, whenever I can. I know that today, I cannot. But I do, however, have something I want you to hear. You are loved and supported. We are family. During these difficult times, I want all the children out there to realize how many people try to help. For this specific situation, I'm speaking to your daughter. I want you to know that it was your mom who gave us this opportunity to be better people, to act in selfless ways and in the service of others. And as you get older, you'll see more and more good in the world. And unfortunately, you may also see more and more bad in the world. Maybe one day you'll watch the news and you'll see a building on fire. You might think of all the people that will suffer. But I want you to watch all the people that run to help. You may one day be driving on the highway and see an accident. And I want you to consider not just the accident and the injuries, but to notice all the cars that slow down and the ones who stop and the ones who run to help. As you get older, you're going to hear terrible things said about other people. And it's often to those who cannot stand up and defend themselves because they're too small, too weak, or too afraid. And I want you to remember that there are people who will stand up for them. I will stand up for them. Maybe you'll see a homeless person that looks tired and hungry. And when you do, I want you to know that there are other people building shelters. They're cooking hot meals and donating money to help them. The world can seem unfair and unkind. I know it does right now, but it's also wonderful and bright. And to appreciate the light, sometimes we need to sit in the darkness. And to appreciate our happiness, sometimes we need to be sad. I want you to hear me thanking your mom. And I want to thank all of you kids, too, for teaching me about patience, about dignity, love, community, family, and friendship. The worst pain, I hope, will end soon. Your mom smiled until the very end and was loved and supported. And things were always as good as they could be, even though it was and still is so hard. Go forth with peace, and please know that you can count on me always. When I think about what's going on in the world, it's easy to feel down, but I want us to always focus on the things we can control. This story is a true story, and it's about a woman very close to my family, and she could not control her illness. And so she did the best she could, and she did an amazing job, and she taught us amazing things. Those are the lessons I'm going to hold on to. When I look at what's happening in the world, I think about all the frontline staff, all the doctors and truck drivers and grocery store workers, the police, the people working at the banks, even the government officials. And I know that that might sound crazy because there's so much division, but I truly believe everyone's doing the best they can. And so my message to you, if you're listening, is to please focus on the positive and worry about the things you can control. This is, again, Adam Greenberg from Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire, signing off and wishing you a great day.